Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute. Here on Sports Spectrum's podcast, we've been doing this now for a couple months. I hope you guys have been enjoying the Sports Spectrum Minute, where we just take a little snippet of a previous conversation from Sports Spectrum, some that go back as many as 5 years, and we just bring to you a poignant moment that we think was pretty powerful when we talked to some of these different athletes and people in the world of sports. And today, we go back 5 years ago to June of 2017, and the very first time we had St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Now, Adam has been on multiple times since 2017. We even featured him on the cover of the spring edition of the Sports Spectrum magazine with his wife, Jenny Wainwright. And Adam has an amazing career. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about Adam Wainwright when you look at his career. World Series winner, 20-game winner twice. He's still pitching. He's 40 years old, about to turn 41, and he's still a mainstay in the starting rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals. And the snippet that we're going to play here, the little clip, goes, like I said, back 5 years when Adam, for the first time on this podcast, shared his testimony, how he became a follower of Jesus. I think you guys will enjoy hearing this Sports Spectrum Minute clip from St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright. Take a listen.
Well, it was in 2002. I grew up, as a lot of people did, going to church a lot, especially when in the South. I'm from the Southeast, and growing up, I went to church a lot. Every Sunday I was there. I went to youth group, and I went to Vacation Bible School. But you know what? I never made it my own. I never really let God and Jesus, I never let the Holy Spirit really fill me, and I never was ready to hear the word for whatever reason. When I got into pro ball, I really started to have some doubts on whether there was just one God, or whether every other religion out there, whether it be Islam or whatever, they were all calling the same dude God, right? So I didn't know. And so I just had big reservations, and actually went on a hunting trip with a friend of mine named Blaine Boyer and a couple other friends, and we were sitting around a campfire one night, and they said, well, you need to read your Bible more. And somebody did, and I said, well, why do I need to read the Bible more? I know a good bit about the Bible. I could tell you most of the stories in there. And they said, well, because that will get you closer to God. And I said, well, how do I know I don't need to read the Quran more? And they said, well, because we just don't think that he's the God. And I said, well, I know, but I don't know if he is or not either, but I'm just not in a place where I know that I know that I know that Jesus is my Savior. I wasn't ready to commit myself to that. And so Blaine said, well, hey, here's the deal. There's this great conference called Professional Athletes Outreach, PAO. And my agent had just told me about the same conference. And I think everybody knew, you know, that I was kind of searching. And so they said, you should go to this conference and just kind of hear. There's some great teachers there. You should just kind of hear what they have to say. And I said, you know what, I'll think about it. But, you know, I've been to church so many times, man. I've been to, you know, Bible studies and youth groups and FCA huddles and all these things. But nothing's ever really sunk in. So maybe it's not for me. And so I eventually decided to go just to sort of prove everyone wrong, like get it off my chest that, you know what, I tried and it didn't work for me. And so I did that in 2002. The conference was in Dallas, Texas. And I went there, and Blaine and I were roommates, and get to PAO, and I told him the deal. I said, man, I'm here because y'all wanted me to be here, but I really don't want to be here, but I'm going to listen. I'm going to try, and we'll just see what happens. And man, I just know that God had me there for a reason. And I was meant to be at that conference. I was meant to hear Joe Stoll preach out of the book of John. I was meant, everything up to my life led to that conference. I was there for a reason. There's no question about it. And during the night sermon, Joe Stoll was preaching on the relationship that is meant to be with Christianity and with Jesus. And for whatever reason, God finally opened my ears. And I fully bought in on the spot, and I even so much so that when I was listening to him talk, even though it was something that I'm sure that had been preached to me times over, it sunk in and it punched me right in the face. And it punched me so hard that I looked around to make sure that I wasn't actually talking to Jesus himself. And it was Joe up there, but I believe the Spirit had filled him that day to deliver that message to me. And so many times I hear, man, I felt like that message was meant just for me right there. I felt like it was directed just to me. And I think that's the great thing about the gospel is that, you know what, it is just for you and it is just for me. And that day, when I was listening, I became whole.
Great stuff there from Adam Wainwright. And it's amazing to think that in 2017, when we had him on the podcast, I asked him then, when he was just, what, 36, how much longer he wanted to pitch. And he's like, I'm going to keep doing it as long as God will allow me to keep doing it. And since then, he's been pretty good. He started 31 games in 2019. He started all 10 games in the shortened 2020 season. He started 32 games last year at the age of 39, and this year he's still in that starting rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals at 40, almost 41 years old. You won't find a better guy than Adam Wainwright. Forget his pitching and his ability on the field. There's not a better guy in baseball than Adam Wainwright. So we appreciate him joining us from back in 2017. You can click the show notes and listen to that entire conversation. And show me some grace, would you? Because that was when I was just learning about this whole podcast thing 5+ years ago. But that was Adam Wainwright, and we appreciate him. We appreciate you as well. You can look for us at sportsspectrum.com and follow us there for all of our content. And get ready for another episode, a brand new episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast coming your way on Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.